This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. We begin with the latest coronavirus numbers. Worldwide, almost 4.5 million cases and more than 302,000 deaths. The figures are compiled by Johns Hopkins University. Here in the U.S., most states have begun to reopen their economies to one degree or another. The COVID-19 case count is above 1.4 million, with a death toll approaching 86,000. Among the latest surge in cases, one in state-run homes for aging American veterans. The Government Accountability Office, a congressional watchdog agency, says it will investigate. The world's largest cruise line company, Carnival, says it is laying off hundreds of employees, the majority in the states of Florida, California, and Washington. The pandemic has crippled cruise lines' business. Many of those who were let go will be added to the ballooning list of Americans made jobless by the coronavirus pandemic. The official unemployment number since the middle of March is 36.5 million. 3 million people filed for benefits last week alone. Officially pegged at 14.7%, some economists say they expect the unemployment rate to reach 25% this month. One bright spot in the picture, tens of thousands of American auto industry employees are returning to work. Factories have been idle since mid-March. It is the first major U.S. manufacturing sector set to restart its production lines. Car companies are counting on pent-up consumer demand to help get them back on track. Car sales in April fell by almost 50%. But it's feared, with so many Americans out of work, buying a new car or truck will be out of the question for tens of millions of potential buyers. In Europe, where more than a million auto workers have been affected by the pandemic, some plants are running at only 40% of capacity. The words of a U.S. government whistleblower dismissed from his leading role in finding a coronavirus vaccine are still being echoed in this country. Dr. Rick Bright told a House committee on Thursday the United States has no comprehensive battle plan for fighting the virus and that what he called the window of opportunity is closing. This is VOA News. Earlier this week, the preeminent epidemiologist in the U.S., Dr. Anthony Fauci, warned that if the country moves too quickly to open up its economy, the price could be needless suffering and death. And local officials in some states, notably Texas and Georgia, are complaining that their governors are ignoring a continuing need for pandemic restrictions. On Thursday, Texas suffered its worst one-day number of COVID-19 cases, 1,458, and 58 deaths. The governor, Republican Greg Abbott's response, that Texas has fewer cases than other large states. Elsewhere in the world, the first COVID-19 case has been reported among the million or so Rohingya refugees from Myanmar living in Bangladesh. There is acute anxiety that overcrowded camp conditions will provide fertile ground for a virus outbreak. Japan is easing its state of emergency in most regions outside Tokyo and Osaka today. Japan has reported about 16,000 COVID-19 cases with just under 700 fatalities. In the Philippines, the fear of spreading the virus put obstacles in the